Florida, the Fountain of Youth. Florida is close to being underwater. It's incredibly flat, incredibly wet, incredibly dense with vegetation, increasingly populated by people coming to paradise to restart lives, escape boredom, find wealth and prosperity, or just escape the cold. In the summer, the humidity here nears 100, the temperature nears 100, and citrus orchards are the only ones who think it is a paradise. The canals are a necessity, and you see them in most residential neighborhoods, along with the nature that goes with them. They give water a place to be, catch runoff, hold floodwaters, and keep residential homes high and dry. There's grass everywhere, plants, oranges and grapefruits, palm trees, flowers. Tropical plants grow on empty, untended lots that gardeners elsewhere would kill for. Spanish explorers came here seeking the Fountain of Youth. Florida does have fountains and a lot of youth, so those old conquistadors were definitely in the right search area. Florida, one of our 50 states, protrudes into the Caribbean Sea like a giant nose and doesn't seem to belong in the United States. Most everyone here comes from somewhere else, and Seminole Indians stay close to the Everglades, out of sight and hearing. The state is more likely to bite you than bless you, more likely to sunbathe and drink margaritas than sit in church, more prone to faith healers and spas than cold hard science. Florida isn't underwater yet, but in the next hurricane, things could quickly float away. If the state weren't attached to the U.S. mainland, I would be worried about it.